بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد بالإسلام، ولك الحمد بالإيمان، ولك الحمد بالقرآن، ولك الحمد بالقيام والصيام، ولك الحمد بالزكاة، ولك الحمد بالجهاد، ولك الحمد بحج بيت الله الحرام. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك، والغنيمة من كل بر، والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت، ولا هما إلا فرجت، ولا دينا إلا قضيت، ولا مريضا إلا شفيت، ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم نور قلوبنا بالقرآن، وزين أخلاقنا بالقرآن، ونجنا من النار بالقرآن، وأدخلنا في الجنة بالقرآن. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا، وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا، وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وأطراف النهار على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا، واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن الذين هم أهلك وخاصتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا بكل حرف من القرآن حلاوة، وبكل جزء من القرآن جزاء يا أرحم الراحمين. وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وامتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإمام. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا، ويقينا صادقا، وقلبا خاشعا، ولسانا ذاكرا، وبدنا صابرا، وسعيا مشكورا، وذنبا مغفورا، وعملا صالحا متقبلا. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا التول والإنعام، يا قديم الإحسان، يا حنان، يا منان، يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته من نافحه على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإمام. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم اجعل قبرهم روضة من رياض الجنة. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية، ادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. اللهم أوثل ثواب ما قرأتنا إلى جميع المرحومين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ربنا آتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك، ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة، إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي، وأن أعمل صالحا ترضى، وأصلح لي في ذريتي، إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين.
فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولينا في الدنيا والآخرة توفنا مسلما والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله مري گناوكو معاف فرما يا الله مري خطاوكو درگزر فرما دن کے گناوكو معاف فرما رات کے گناوكو معاف فرما مبارک ایام ہے مبارک گلی ہے عصر کا وقت ہے یا اللہ قرآن کا ختم ہوا ہے تمام حروف کو قبول فرما تلاوت قرآن کو قبول فرما O Allah, accept our tilawat al-Quran. O Allah, by means of this tilawat of the Quran, Ya Allah, forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, our children, our family, our neighbors, our musallis, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, beautify our character by means of the Quran. O Allah, whatever was recited here, Ya Allah, whenever any mistakes took place, Ya Allah, forgive us. Accept every letter of the Quran. Let Ya Allah enlighten our hearts with the noor of the Quran. Beautify our character by means of the Quran. Let us become embodiments of the Quran. Let us follow the teachings and injunctions of the Quran. Let us promote the akhlaq of the Quran. O Allah, let us internalize the noor of the Quran. O Allah, bring noor of the Quran into our families and our homes and our lives. Ya Allah, keep this masjid and all the masajid of the world abad. O Allah, protect our houses by means of the Quran. Protect our akhlaq by means of the Quran. Protect our izzat by means of the Quran. O Allah, so much of Quran is recited in the month of Ramadan. Give us istiqamat after the month of Ramadan. O Allah, why we believe in the Quran. We believe in you as Ya Allah, this is your kalam. Let it be such that this kalam bear testimony for us and not against us on the day of Qiyamah. Let this Quran be a noor of light in our qabr, Ya Allah. Let this Quran be an intercessor for us on the day of Qiyamah. Let this Quran be a means of entry into Jannatul Firdaus. Oh Allah, let this Quran talk for in favor of us, not against us. Oh Allah, whatever needs every person has in this dunya, fulfill it by means of the khatam of the Quran. Duas are answered by means of the khatam of the Quran. Angels are descending in this moment, Ya Allah, they are saying Ameen to the dua of every person, except those of the Hazirin and the Ghaibin. Fulfill all the needs of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant izzat to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, have mercy on the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, forgive the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By means of the khatam of the Quran, oh Allah, assist the mujahideen wherever they may be, fighting for the cause of Islam. Ya Allah, liberate Masjidul Aqsa, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, accept the blood of the Shuhada, especially in Syria, in Palestine, in Afghanistan, in so many other parts of the world. Oh Allah, all our brothers and sisters that are in the prisons of the world, by means of this khatam of the Quran, find a way out for them, Ya Allah. Unite them with their family members, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't know whether we're going to see the end of Ramadan or another Ramadan. How much of Ramadan taqwa has come into our lives. Ya Allah, this capital let it be stored so that we can see more Ramadans with afiyat, with salamati, with hifazat. Ya Allah, by means of this khatam of the Quran, all those who are sick, give them shifa. Whether at home, give them shifa. Whether in hospitals, give them shifa. Whether in rehabs, give them shifa. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick and physically ill. Ya Allah, cure all our diseases, mental diseases, physical diseases, spiritual diseases. Ya Allah, grant us your ma'rifat, Ya Allah. Grant us your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Grant us your qurb, Ya Allah. This is your kalam. We could not fulfill the right of this kalamullah. Ya Allah, khairul kalami kalamullah. This is your best of speeches. People have got hiding for this Quran. Sahaba, Ya Allah, got hiding for this Quran. Awliya got hiding for this Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through so much of difficulty by means of this Quran. We have this beautiful Quran in front of us. Let us evaluate that how much of stock we have taken for the love of the Quran, for the recitation of the Quran. Let us recite the Quran daily at the homes, in our masajid and our shops, Ya Allah. And daily tirawat al-Quran take place. Ya Allah, make us all ambassadors of the Quran, promoters of the Quran. Make us such that this Quran talk for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us internalize the akhlaq of the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was described as kana khuluquhu al-Quran. His character was the Quran. How beautiful teachings of the Quran. Let us believe what is halal and accept that is halal. Protect us from what is haram and let us abstain from haram. Ya Allah, let this Quran be our noor, Ya Allah. Let it be our guide and furqan, Ya Allah, the criterion to judge between right and wrong. Ya Allah, in the Mubarak month, how much of Quran was recited throughout the world. Protect the Huffaz, Ya Allah. Make them ambassadors of the Quran. Let them recite, Ya Allah, Quran daily after the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes. Make them the amongst the Qurra and the Huffaz and the Ulama, Ya Allah, and the Awliya of the time. Oh Allah, our Mashayikh, Ya Allah, that are alive. Give them long life, good health. Ya Allah, accept the khidmat of Deen. All those who have passed on, fill the qabr with noor. Ya Allah, send this Isale Sawab through Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, and so many of our Mashayikh that have passed on. Allah Ta'ala, fill the qabr with noor. Ya Allah, inform them that the Musallis and the friends and Mutaalliqeen are sending Isale Sawab. When we die, let it be on the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let that be of salamati and afiyat. Let it be in Madina Tayyiba. Let it be burial in Jannatul Baqi. And Ya Allah, let somebody recite for us Isale Sawab. Ya Allah, make it such that the Masnoon Surahs be recited daily at home. Daily, let it be part of our lives. Ya Allah, let a portion of the Quran enter into our hearts. Ya Allah, protect our heart by means of the Quran. Protect our eyes by means of the Quran. Protect our ears and our limbs by means of the Quran. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba, Uliya, and our Asatiza made so much of Qurani. We have this Quran. Let us become such. Khayrukum man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allama. The best of those who learn the Quran and teach it to others. Ya Allah, let our students internalize the Quran. Ya Allah, let them promote the Quran and accept every word of the Quran, every harf of the Quran, every letter of the Quran. Oh Allah, let us emulate the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, promote the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever sunnats we have learned, Ya Allah, let it be in our lives, Ya Allah. Let it be such that the noor of the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam be in our lives, in our homes. Grant us barakah by means of the Quran. Grant us barakah in our knowledge by means of the Quran. By means of this khatam of the Quran, Ya Allah, grant us barakah in our sustenance, Ya Allah. You give us halal rozi, Ya Allah. Keep us away from haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, in this Mubarak month, those who have kept the fast, accept the fast. Ya Allah, give istiqamat after the month of Ramadan. So many brothers and sisters we have heard are not fasting, Ya Allah. Give them tawfiq, Ya Allah. Let them also obtain the noor of the Quran. This Mubarak month is running away from us, Ya Allah. We have the last two odd nights and a few nights of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Let us value them. Spend our time correctly. Keep us away from all the ghibat and the zina and all the other evils and vices, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, whatever du'as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made at Hajjatul Wada, accept it for us, Ya Allah, at Mina, at Arafat, as Muzdalifa, holding the Kaaba Sharif Ghilab, Ya Allah, holding the Hajr Aswad, holding the Rukna Yamani, at so many Mubarak places, Ya Allah, accept it all for us between Safa and Marwa, and so many other Mubarak places, all the Mashayikh that are making dua, Ya Allah, accept their du'as for us in favor of us, Ya Allah, all those gone for the Umrah, let them remember us in their du'as, Ya Allah, take us for Umrah and Hajj. All those intending for Hajj, Ya Allah, make it easy by means of this Quran khatam today, Ya Allah, to see the Baytullah, to visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, inform Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that your ummah today is reciting the Quran in different places. Let him be happy, Ya Allah. Let him be happy by the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, through our amal, Ya Allah, let not Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be sad and disappointed with our amal. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas and istiqamat. Let us follow the beautiful teachings of the Quran and Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, make us such that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is happy and informed, Ya Allah, that his ummah is doing some good actions in amal saliha. Ya Allah, grant us taqwa, grant us hayati tayyiba, grant us tawbatan nasuha through the means of the khatam of the Quran. Oh Allah, forgive our sins and the sins of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, by means of this khatam of the Quran, Ya Allah, whatever we have recited, each one of permissible hajat, fulfill all the hajats, Ya Allah. Shower us with your rains of mercy. Drench us all with your rains of afiyat, salamati, hifazat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring about peace and security in South Africa. Bring about peace and security throughout the world. Ya Allah, unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unite our Muslim leaders. Let them see the noor of the Quran and follow the injunctions of the Quran. Oh Allah, all those protect the Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa. Oh Allah, accept the masoom children, the Allah, giving their lives for Masjid al-Aqsa. Accept the lives of the brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Chechnya, in Somalia, in Sham, Ya Allah, in Afghanistan. Ya Allah, those that are standing up for Islam throughout the world, protect them. Ya Allah, whatever they may call the Muslims, Ya Allah, we are your humble servants, Ya Allah. We are your abid, Ya Allah. We are your ashik, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us your ishq, Ya Allah, and let us make all the ibadat with ikhlas, Ya Allah. You be pleased with our humble efforts, Ya Allah, and grant us istiqamat after the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba and awliya asked in this mubarak places, Ya Allah, accept it for us, Ya Allah. On this mubarak musalla also, in this masjid, Hadrat Mawlana rahmatullah alayhi used to ask so many things, Ya Allah, accept it in our favor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the highest stages of Jannatul Firdaus. All the marhumin, grant them the highest stages of Jannatul Firdaus. And when we die, Ya Allah, let somebody recite for us also. Let Allah send somebody Isale Sawab to all the people of the Qabristans of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept the blood of the Shuhada, Ya Allah. What is happening to the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Oh Allah, make hipazat of the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, like how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the battle of Badr, Ya Allah. He said, if 313 are destroyed, who is going to take your name, Ya Allah, on the face of the earth? Ya Allah, we asking through the barakat of that and the barakat of all the Shuhada of Uhud and Badr, Ya Allah, who is going to take your name if the Muslim Ummah is going to be destroyed? Bring them back on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Bring them back on the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bring them back on the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us promote Islam wherever we are. Let us not be shy and have this complex about Islam. Let us freely practice Islam. Let Allah, you have given tawfiq in this country to practice Islam. Let us be happily, freely practicing Islam. Ya Allah, let us be promoters of practicing Islam. Let us be such that we love our Islam. Ya Allah, we love you. We claim that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make it such that Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pleased with us. Oh Allah, you be pleased with us. Ya Allah, tu hum se razi ho ja. Tu hum apna bana le. Ya Allah, you become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, you become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, make us such that you are happy with our ibadat, Ya Allah, and tilawat, whatever little we have done in a humble way. Ya Allah, Hazrat Imam Malik rahmatul alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatul alayhi, Imam Shafi rahmatul alayhi, and Imam Hanifa, thousands of khatam they used to make, so many awliya used to make khatams of the Quran. Ya Allah, accept all the khatams of the Quran, of the Huffaz, Ya Allah, and every house, the recitation of our mothers and our sisters and our brothers, Ya Allah, whether in the hospitals and the prisons, they all making tilawat the Quran. Accept it by means of the Quran. Bring about the best for us, Ya Allah. Grant us the best of this world and the hereafter. Oh Allah, you be pleased with whatever we have asked, Ya Allah. You accept it for us, Ya Allah. Grant us acceptance in your cause, Ya Allah. Maqbooliyat, and Ya Allah, we have qubooliyat also, Ya Allah. We have don't have the qabiliyat, Ya Allah, you make qubuliyat from your side, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, stretch your hands of mercy and with your quwwat of jazb, Ya Allah, make us your awliya. Now make us your awliya. Forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forgive us, Ya Allah. The last two mubarak nights are coming, the odd nights. Grant us Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, grant us the barakat of Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to make little more ibadat tonight, Ya Allah, and the odd nights. Oh Allah, grant us the mubarak night of Laylatul Jaiza to get this prize giving not only now but on the day of Qiyamah. Fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Let this Quran be such that it be said, parta ja aur charta ja. Keep on reciting and keep on going higher and higher into Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Protect us all from the fire of Jahannam by means of the Quran. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأحوال والآفات وتقضي لنا جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات. إنك على كل شيء قدير. إنك على كل شيء قدير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم دماغ أهله اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصلي وسلم وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم ربنا آتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.